Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Love is a small, yet profoundly powerful word. How would you define love? What does love mean to you? Our scripture this week comes from John 3 verse 16. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. How amazing is it to think that we are part of the greatest love story ever written? Not only are we part of it, we are on the receiving end of an indescribable gift. God opened heaven to pour his love out on us. God's love is what saves, redeems, and restores us. God's love is what sets us free. God's love is what gives us hope, peace, and joy forever. God's love is what draws us close to him, the incarnation of his presence. And that's what the gospel story is all about, God with us. During this wonderful Advent period, let's take time and make every effort to reconsider what God's love means in our lives. We are loved more than we could ever comprehend. Our loving Heavenly Father created us in his image and likeness. That means that he loves and values us so much that he gave his beloved Son to come to earth, to give his life, so that we could receive God's divine promise of joy, peace, hope, and everlasting life. And let's extend God's love to those around us. The kind of love we extend to others is based on our understanding and experience of God's love. It's also based on how much we love God. We cannot love others if we don't love God. It all comes down to the condition of our hearts. Let's extend to others the same unconditional, never-ending, never-failing love that we have received from our amazing Heavenly Father. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your Son to us as the greatest gift ever. Thank you for sending light into the world so that none of us have to wander in darkness, being lost or alone. Jesus, thank you that no one who accepts you as Lord over their life will ever perish. Thank you that in and through you, we will experience everlasting life. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.